Try Therapy Notes, the number one rated electronic health record system available today. With live telephone support 7 days a week, it's clear why Therapy Notes is rated 4.9 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot and has a 5-star rating on Google. Therapy Notes makes billing, scheduling, note-taking, and telehealth incredibly easy. And now, for all you prescribers out there, Therapy Notes is proudly introducing ePrescribe. Try it today with no strings attached and see why everyone is switching to Therapy Notes, now featuring ePrescribe. You can get 2 months free by using promo code CHAT at therapynotes.com. Trauma Therapist Network is a website to learn about trauma and how it shows up in our lives and to find a trauma therapist. Go to traumatherapistnetwork.com to find a trauma therapist near you today. Therapy Chat Podcast, episode 259.
This is the Therapy Chat Podcast with Laura Reagan, LCSWC. The information shared in this podcast is not a substitute for seeking help from a licensed mental health professional. And now, here's your host, Laura Reagan, LCSWC.
Hi, welcome back to Therapy Chat. I'm your host, Laura Reagan, and here we are at the end of 2020, the beginning of 2021, depending on when this comes out. You're most likely going to be listening to it in 2021 or beyond. So we've made it through a year that was unlike any other year I've ever experienced in my 49 years of life so far. It's almost a joke or a cliche to say last year at this time, I did not expect that the end of this year would be the kind of year that we had. If you're listening to this, then you got through 2020. It was an interesting year in many ways and a challenging year in many ways. I think the overriding theme for me was grief, and the word that I'm setting as an intention for 2021 is hope. So as I started out 2020, I was still reeling from the experience of having one of my parents come very close to death and amazingly rebounded from that. And they're still alive and well, doing much better than they were last year at this time. But I went into January, like I said, reeling is the only way to describe it, from that experience and not sure what was going to happen. Very curious about understanding more about grief. And as you heard me talking about last year at this time, that was something that I was going to focus on more in 2020. And that did happen, as several different episodes covered that topic. So I was personally grieving when I came into the beginning of this year. And I guess I could say I'm grieving as the year ends as well. But I will not be sorry to see 2020 come to an end. That's where the hope comes in, because so much has happened this year that has been so painful and so really exhausting. And I say that as someone who made it through the year mostly unscathed. I didn't face nearly the amount of losses that so many people have. As I record this today, we've lost 339,000 people in the United States to COVID, and many more people than that are affected by those losses, as well as so many people who have been seriously ill because of COVID and may have lost their jobs, their income, their place to live. There's been so much loss. So many people lost the rituals that they were anticipating this year, lost out on spending time with family during the holidays, graduations, weddings. Many students deferred years in school, college students, and many young students have lost the experience of being in school in person. Many businesses have closed. There's been so much loss. According to Time magazine, 2020 was one of the most violent years in U.S. history, although we have to take that with a grain of salt because I think there was a lot of violence that probably wasn't counted in official statistics in the early years of this country when Black people in particular could be killed by white people without much, if any, consequence to the white person. Gun violence and gun crime, according to this Time magazine article dated December 30th, today, 2020, gun violence and gun crime have risen drastically with over 19,000 people killed in shootings and firearm-related incidents in 2020, the highest death toll in over 20 years, which does not include deaths by suicide. More mass shootings in 2020 in the U.S. than it's more, the number is over 600, the most in the past 5 years. And just like with COVID deaths, Black and brown people in the U.S. are more likely to be impacted by this violence than white people. So 2020 was not a good year for many of us, and Black and brown communities were disproportionately affected. We also know that in 2020, there were widespread protests throughout the summer and fall, which I think were effective in mobilizing people to realize that the system in the U.S. needs to change. We have a long way, long, long way to go in healing our inequality, injustice in our country that's based on the idea of white body supremacy, as Rezma Menakem calls it. And in the U.S., we had an extremely volatile election process that played out this year, resulting in a new president who will be inaugurated on January 20th, 2021. And I'm hopeful that with President Biden in office, the coronavirus response will begin to be managed appropriately at the executive branch level for the first time since it started in our country. Hopefully, the numbers of deaths will decrease significantly and quickly. That's my wish, though it's too late for 339,000 people, including people that I'm grateful not to have lost anyone personally, but a good friend of ours lost their parent, and many of my clients have lost people that were close to them. And what I have lost is that I have not been able to see my family or my partner's family for this whole year, though I'm just grateful that they're all safe, but it's a loss. And there's grief about that. There's grief about the pain of so many Black people in the United States who have been crying out to have their voices heard about the experience of being Black in this country and the injustice that they have experienced. And I'm hopeful that with our new president in office, real steps will be taken to address this, not just lip service, not just, oh, everything's better because we had a change in administration, but actual concrete steps at every level needed to address systemic racism and inequality and injustice in our country, in schools, in the child welfare system, in the prison system, in our whole law enforcement process, our courts and justice system. At every level, change is needed. Schools, healthcare, the workplace, housing, and the problem of poverty, which disproportionately impacts Black people and brown people in this country. There are solutions. All we need is the political will to put these solutions into place, and we could have a different country. We could have a country where everyone feels included. I know that there are a lot of challenges ahead that need to be addressed in our country. And there's a lot of harm that's been done over the last 4 years in the lack of leadership, the terrible policies, harmful policies that have been put into place, and good policies that have been sabotaged through the poor leadership of the last 4 years. But a lot needs to happen to address the damage that's been done and the needed change that was there before our most recent president, long before, ever since the founding of this country. And there are going to be a lot of people who are really going to resist that change, but it's the right thing. This year, for me personally, there have been moments of expansion and moments of contraction. One way I have expanded is that my family and I moved out of the home that we had lived in for 12 years and into a new home that my husband and I at least expect to spend the rest of our lives in. It's in a peaceful setting and it's a very healing space to be coming to. So I'm very grateful for that. And in many ways, we hired a new staff member at my practice, and some of our clients pulled back when we had to move to teletherapy. So in some ways, the business grew and in some ways it contracted, but I'm grateful that there's the opportunity to continue moving forward. In 2021, I hope that we will be able to serve more people than ever. So thinking about what a tough year 2020 was and experiencing feelings of gratitude for the good things that happened while holding the grief and sadness over the painful things that have happened, because both are true. I had hoped that in 2020, I would be able to offer some in-person therapy chat events, which did not happen at all and will not happen in 2020. And I don't know if it will be possible to do any in-person therapy chat events in 2021. I guess it will depend. But I'm hopeful that by the second half of 2021, it may be safe to gather again, since we have a vaccine or multiple vaccines out there that are beginning to be administered and hopefully will result in widespread prevention of people contracting coronavirus. One thing I am very excited about is that I've talked with the people who run Psychedelic Somatic Institute in Colorado, which is about healing trauma with assistance of psychedelics. And they are planning to bring a training to the DC area in July 2021. I will put a link in the show notes for you to find out more about that. Their process is to have you attend a webinar that has two CEs prior to registering for the training. And the webinar informs you more about the training process. So I'll put a link to sign up for the webinar. And if you do, please note that you heard about it from me on Therapy Chat, because I'm helping them get the word out about this. And I will be attending the training in DC in July. I can't wait. You're going to hear more about that in the next week's episode, when I talk with Saj Razvi, one of the people from Psychedelic Somatic Institute, PSI, not to be confused with Postpartum Stress International, which also goes by PSI. Yeah, next week I'll be talking to Saj, and there's a two-part interview. So next week and the following week, you'll be hearing that discussion, which I really enjoyed, and I can't wait to share with you. Got a lot of other good stuff coming up in 2021 that I'm really excited about. One thing that's changing is that I'm ending the Patreon partnership, because I am so grateful for everyone who supported Therapy Chat through Patreon. So grateful, so appreciative. And it's becoming more complicated to keep up with it than I expected. I just haven't really been able to do with it what I had hoped, because I just haven't been able to give it as much time as I wanted to. So that will be ending as of January 1st. And for anyone who signed up for Patreon and has not received whatever swag level you were at, you will get that. But I won't be accepting any new Patreon members as of January 1st. And thank you again to everyone who supported in the past or currently with Patreon. There is a whole lot more good stuff ahead. One thing that's changing is starting in January, there are not going to be any sponsors for Therapy Chat, not because I don't want to have sponsors, but because my contract with past sponsors is ending. And so starting in January, you will not be hearing ads on Therapy Chat until we get more sponsors. So if you know of any organization that you think would be a good fit to sponsor Therapy Chat, please let me know. You can email me at therapychat.podcast@gmail.com. I'd love to hear who you would want to have as a sponsor. I will be reaching out to some new sponsors in the early months of the year, but as for now, we don't have anybody on board. So let's see what else. Another thing that's going on is that in January, I will be opening up registration for my small group consultation groups that take place online for therapists to gain skills in assessing and treating trauma and find support and prevent vicarious traumatization. Well, prevent long-term harm from the vicarious traumatization that is pretty much an occupational hazard of our jobs. So look for info on that. So that's about it for now. I hope that 2021 is going to be a wonderful year for all of you. I appreciate all of you for listening and can't wait to see what is ahead. Until next time, be well.
Thank you for listening to Therapy Chat with your host, Laura Reagan, LCSWC. For more information, please visit therapychatpodcast.com.
Try Therapy Notes, the number one rated electronic health record system available today. With live telephone support 7 days a week, it's clear why Therapy Notes is rated 4.9 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot and has a 5-star rating on Google. Therapy Notes makes billing, scheduling, note-taking, and telehealth incredibly easy. And now for all you prescribers out there, Therapy Notes is proudly introducing ePrescribe. Try it today with no strings attached and see why everyone is switching to Therapy Notes, now featuring ePrescribe. You can get 2 months free by using promo code CHAT at therapynotes.com. Trauma Therapist Network is a website to learn about trauma and how it shows up in our lives and to find a trauma therapist. Go to traumatherapistnetwork.com to find a trauma therapist near you today.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.